From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with the California Update. The debate over Prop 13 is heating up again at the state capitol, but it's unclear how far it will get. Katie Orr reports from Sacramento.
Proposition 13 limits property taxes in California, but it also requires a two-thirds vote of the public to increase any special taxes. Six Democratic-sponsored bills making their way through the Senate would lower that voter requirement to 55% approval. With the legislative supermajority in place, many Democrats see this as an opportune time to roll back some of the limits of Prop 13. John Kupal, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, sees such moves as an attack on the measure.
The one thing that is critical for our side is to make sure that all the legislators in both houses understand that a vote for any of these bills is a direct assault on Prop 13.
But Democratic leaders are not in any hurry to take on the issue this year. Since the bills are constitutional amendments, they would not go before voters until at least 2014. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.
California Governor Jerry Brown's revised budget proposal shows a clear intent for state-based Medi-Cal expansion under the Affordable Care Act. California Health and Human Services Secretary Diana Dooley says the budget also proposes a way the state will seek to capture money counties currently use to treat the uninsured.
The mechanism is for capturing the savings so that the state doesn't pay twice. The state pays about $1.5 billion annually to the counties for health care, some of which will no longer be an obligation of the counties because of the Affordable Care Act.
Brown's proposal involves counties taking on a larger financial share of other social programs like child care, as the state is expected to absorb more health care costs. Advocates say they want to make sure there are adequate protections for low-income people who benefit from the services. That's the KRCB California Update. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. I'm Mark Prell.